Chapter 2. Restrictions and endorsements. Restrictions and endorsements. Restrictions and endorsements may be placed on a credential for a variety of reasons. They appear in the lower left-hand corner of your credential and are described on the back of the credential. Additional information about specific restrictions and endorsements can be found on in.gov, BMV. The most common restrictions are the result of a vision screening. Some of the common restrictions placed on learner's permits and driver's license due to vision include Restriction B. Glasses or contact lenses required when driving. Restriction F. Outside rearview mirrors required when driving. Restriction G. Daylight driving only. Restrictions for drivers who read without glasses. None. Both eyes are 20/20 to 20/40. F. One eye is 20/20 to 20/40 and other eye is 20/50 to blind. Restrictions for drivers who read with glasses. BF one eye is 20/20 to 20/40 and the other eye is 20/50 to blind. B. Both eyes are 20/40. BFG one eye is 20/50 and the other eye is 20/70 to blind. BFG both eyes are 20/70. Other restrictions include base driver's license restrictions. B. Glasses or contact lenses. C. Mechanical aid or adaptive device. D. Prosthetic aid. F. Outside rearview mirror. G. Daylight driving only. H. M.C. three-wheel bike only. J. Specific limitations. S. M.C. with sidecar only. 2. HTV conditional. 3. Photo exempt. 5. Conditional. Operate under specific conditions. 6. Interlock device. 7. Seatbelt exempt. 8. Medical condition. 9. Lawful temporary resident. Base driver's license endorsements. L. Motorcycle. 2. For hire, non-CMV. ID card restrictions. B. Motor-driven cycle. ID restrictions. 3. Photo exempt. 7. Seat belt exempt. Special needs restrictions on a credential. BMV examiners determine whether to issue a driver's license with restrictions to an individual with disabilities affecting his or her normal operation of a standard-equipped vehicle. A restricted driver's license may specify particular equipment that the driver needs while operating a vehicle, or other restrictions to accommodate the individual's specific needs. Motorcycle learner's permit. A motorcycle learner's permit allows Indiana residents to practice riding a motorcycle or before applying for a motorcycle endorsement. You may apply for a motorcycle learner's permit at any BMV branch. To obtain a motorcycle learner's permit, you must hold a valid Indiana driver's license. Pass a knowledge exam based on the motorcycle operator's manual. Motorcycle learner's permit driving privileges. If you hold a motorcycle learner's permit and choose to operate a motorcycle or, you must wear a helmet when you operate the vehicle and may only ride without passengers during the period of 1.5 hours before sunrise and 1.5 hours after sunset. Motorcycle learner's permit validity. A motorcycle learner's permit is valid for 1 year from the date of issuance. A motorcycle learner's permit may be renewed one time for a period of 1 year. If you do not obtain a motorcycle endorsement before the expiration of the renewed permit, you must wait 1 year to reapply for a new motorcycle learner's permit, or you must successfully complete a motorcycle safety course with an approved Ride Safe Indiana provider. A list of approved providers can be found at ridesafeindiana.com. Motorcycle endorsement. A motorcycle endorsement may be issued to Indiana residents who hold a valid Indiana driver's license. If you are obtaining your Indiana driver's license for the first time, you can get a motorcycle endorsement at the same time, provided you are 16 years and 90 days of age or older and have completed a motorcycle safety course. To obtain a motorcycle endorsement, Drivers of all ages must successfully complete a motorcycle safety course with an approved Ride Safe Indiana provider or pass both the motorcycle knowledge and riding skills exams. New Indiana residents who hold a valid motorcycle endorsement or motorcycle driver's license from another state may add a motorcycle endorsement to their valid Indiana driver's license after passing the motorcycle knowledge exam. Your Indiana motorcycle endorsement is valid for the same period of time as your Indiana driver's license. You may renew your driver's license with a motorcycle endorsement at any Indiana BMV branch or online up to 2 years before the license expires. If you currently hold an unexpired driver's license with a motorcycle endorsement, you will not be required to pay the fee for the endorsement when you renew your license. The Indiana BMV strongly encourages you to participate in a motorcycle safety course offered by a Ride Safe Indiana provider. For more information on how to obtain your motorcycle endorsement, motorcycle safety and training courses, or riding skills exams, please visit RideSafeIndiana.com. Motor Driven Cycle, MDC. MDC Motor Driven Cycle. Indiana law defines a vehicle as an MDC if it has a seat or saddle for the use of the rider. It is designed to travel on no more than 3 wheels in contact with the ground. It complies with applicable state and federal motor vehicle equipment requirements. It has a cylinder capacity not exceeding 50 cubic centimeters, and it is registered as an MDC or MDC Class B. You may apply for an MDC endorsement on your identification card if you successfully complete the MDC knowledge exam. The MDC endorsement will be added to your identification card during your next issuance. You do not need an MDC endorsement if you hold a valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked, Indiana learner's permit or driver's license. The following restrictions apply to the operation of an MDC. Must be at least 15 years of age. Must wear a helmet if under 18 years of age. Must wear protective glasses, goggles, or transparent face shields if under 18 years of age. Must operate in a position astride, legs on each side of, the seat. Must have headlamps illuminated while operating. Cannot carry package in hand. Must operate near right-hand edge of roadway unless passing another vehicle or preparing for a left turn. Must operate at no more than 35 miles per hour, must not carry passengers. Must not operate on an interstate highway or sidewalk. Autocycles. Operating an autocycle. Indiana law defines a vehicle as an autocycle if it is a three-wheeled motor vehicle in which the operator and passenger ride in a completely or partially enclosed seating area that is equipped with a roll cage or roll hoops, safety belts for each occupant, anti-lock brakes, and is designed to be controlled with a steering wheel and pedals. You may operate an autocycle on Indiana roadways if you possess a valid, not expired, suspended, or revoked, Indiana driver's license. A motorcycle learner's permit or motorcycle endorsement is not required. The following restrictions apply to the operation of an autocycle. Must operate in a position on a seat. Cannot carry package in hand. May not operate more than one autocycle in a single traffic lane. Operator and each occupant must wear a seat belt. May not be used for the purpose of a driving skills exam for a driver's license. For hire endorsement. A for hire endorsement provides the credential holder privileges to operate a motor vehicle that is registered as having a gross weight of at least 16,000 pounds, but not more than 26,000 pounds and operated for the purpose of transporting property for hire, or designed to transport fewer than 16 passengers, including the driver, and operated for the purpose of transporting passengers for hire. A for hire endorsement does not allow the credential holder to operate a commercial motor vehicle. Indiana residents who hold a commercial driver's license, CDL, and wish to operate in a for-hire capacity, such as operating as a limo, cab driver, or rideshare, must pass a for-hire knowledge exam and apply for the for-hire endorsement. A for-hire endorsement may be issued to Indiana residents who are at least 18 years of age and who have held a valid Indiana driver's license for at least 1 year. To obtain a driver's license with a for-hire endorsement, you must pass both a driver knowledge exam and the for-hire knowledge exam. If you currently hold an unexpired driver's license, you will only need to pass the for-hire exam. New Indiana residents who are at least 18 years of age and who hold a valid driver's license, chauffeur's license, public passenger chauffeur's license, or CDL with a for-hire endorsement from another state may add a for-hire endorsement to their Indiana driver's license after passing the for-hire knowledge exam. Effective January 1, 2017, all applicants who currently hold an unexpired Indiana public passenger chauffeur's or chauffeur's license will have their license type transferred to a driver's license with a for-hire endorsement during their next credential transaction. There are no examination requirements and the for-hire endorsement fee is waived during your transaction. If you do not currently hold an Indiana chauffeur's or public passenger chauffeur's license, all applicable exams and fees will apply. Your Indiana for-hire endorsement is valid for the same period of time as your Indiana driver's license. You may renew your driver's license with a for-hire endorsement at any Indiana BMV branch or online up to 1 year before the license expires. The BMV does not require a medical examination report in order to issue a driver's license with the for-hire endorsement. If you are not sure if the vehicle you are operating requires a completed medical examination report, contact the Indiana Department of Transportation. A for-hire bus is defined as a bus used to carry passengers for hire or operated for compensation. The following are not considered transporting for hire: operating a medical services vehicle, transporting a recreational vehicle before the first retail sale of the recreational vehicle when the gross weight of the recreational vehicle is not greater than 26,000 pounds, or the gross combination weight of the recreational vehicle and towing vehicle is not greater than 26,000 pounds, including the gross weight of the towed recreational vehicle, and the weight of the towed recreational vehicle is not greater than 10,000 pounds. Operating a motor vehicle that is registered as having a gross weight of less than 16,000 pounds and used to transport property for hire. Chauffeurs and public passenger chauffeurs' licenses. If you wish to maintain your Indiana chauffeur's or public passenger chauffeur's license after it expires or approaches expiration, you are required to apply for a driver's license with a for-hire endorsement. The chauffeur's or public passenger chauffeur's license may not be replaced, amended, or renewed online. You must visit a BMV branch to transfer to a driver's license with for-hire endorsement. Since you are required to visit a BMV branch to change license type, the BMV encourages you to upgrade to a Real ID compliant credential during your visit. For a complete list of documents required to obtain a Real ID compliant credential, see Appendix A, page 66, of this manual or visit realid.in.gov. If you have questions about collecting your documents, you can call the Indiana BMV toll-free at 888-692-6841 to speak with a customer service representative, or visit any branch for assistance. There is no additional cost.